Rabbi Shimon Kaplan.
Parsha. Parsha starts off with Parshas Nedarim. Ish ki da neder Hashem yishav ashur les Israel nafshoi lo yachil devoroi kechol ayoitzim mipiv yase lo yachil devoroi kechol ayoitzim mipiv yase. The Chido writes in this posuk lo yachil devoroi, a person shouldn't make his words chulin, and if a person's careful how he speaks, then kechol ayoitzim mipiv yase. Any bakosha, any tefillah that goes out of his mouth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to his tefillahs and answer his tefillahs. Le'yachel devoro, if a person is not mechallel his dibur, then k'chol ha'yotzei mipiv yaaseh, whatever you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for will be answered. Chaim Vital, Zichrono Livracha, he writes, Le'yachel devoro, a person should be very careful what he speaks. Because whatever comes out of his mouth makes a roshim. Reb Chaim Volozhin in Sha Aleph Perek Dalet, he writes on the Mishnah, Da Mala Mala Mimcha. Da Mala Mala Mimcha. He teaches, Da, you should know. Mala Mala, what happens in Shemayim, Mimcha, it comes from you. A person, every word he says makes a roshim. Today's day and age, it's not so hard to believe in this. On the radio, the television first came out, the Chofetz Chaim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this new technology to be invented because people were getting weak in their munna, in their understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees exactly what they're doing, he hears what they're saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed an invention to take place where a person could do something in one side of the world and you can see it in the other side of the world. Today's technology, there are millions and billions of text messages flying through the atmosphere. There are millions and billions of words of information in the atmosphere, signals. If we put on glasses to see that technology, we wouldn't be able to move, we wouldn't see anything, we wouldn't be able to see Daladamas. The world, the atmosphere is so full of things flying through the air. This gives us a chizuk to understand that when a person speaks, there's a text message coming out of his mouth. It's not being received in a different part of the world, but it's being received in Shemayim and making a roshim. Zokta, ki eincha roye beinecha, we don't see with our eyes all the things that we are creating. But we should know with emunah that everything happening in the Lomas Elyonim, which in turn is mashpia on this world, comes through our actions, what we speak. Chasam Sofer writes on the Divrei Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't have been a Churban HaBayis, not the Bayis Rishon, not the Bayis Sheni. In fact, Chasam Sofer, if Moshe Rabbeinu would be in Eretz Yisrael, we can understand he will stop people serving Avodah Zorah. The first place HaMikdash was destroyed, Avodah Zorah and other Averis. But the second base HaMikdash was destroyed, Sinas Chinam. Frek the Chasam Sofer, how can Moshe Rabbeinu stop Sinas Chinam? So the Chasam Sofer, that had Moshe Rabbeinu spoken to the rock, and the rock would have given forth water, it would have been a tremendous lesson in the power of a person's words. It would have left such a roshim on Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael would have been so careful, there wouldn't have been a Churban Bayis Sheni. So Chaim Volozhin continues, and what he's explaining is that we're the opposite of a puppet. A puppet is controlled from on top. A person has in each finger a string attached to a different part of the puppet. One finger is attached to one arm, the other finger to another arm, the legs, the mouth, the head. And the person is controlling the puppet from on top. A yid is punfaket. We are holding the strings. And the way we act and the way we speak that causes things to happen in Shemayim. When we read the Haftorah on Shavuos, we read about this Mara that Yechezkel, the Novi, saw. We read about, we can't understand much of it. But there's one pasuk there which sometimes we get a bit of a shock. What does it mean? On the throne that he saw was the appearance of a human being. We read this pasuk, we get a shock. Shpoch has got no tzura. What does it mean on the kisei covered on the heavenly throne, kidmus adam? So Reb Chaim Balazs in the pshat is that on the kisei covered, kidmus adam, that's the human being. The human being is controlling so much. The human being is controlling. He is higher than the kisei covered. He's higher than the srofim and nefanim. And he continues to explain that a person, if he internalizes this message, how powerful his words are, whatever a person speaks makes a roshim, dama lamala mincha, whatever's in Shemayim is coming from us, a person can realize how much he can be mesaken and how much he can be mekalkel. He writes very sharply that a person has the ability to be mekalkel more than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, because they only destroyed a physical structure. They didn't make any pagam in the Olamos Elyonim, in the upper worlds. But a Yid, Klal Yisrael, they're poigim when they do something wrong in the upper worlds, in the Beis Hamikdash Shel Mala, which in turn enables Nebuchadnezzar and Titus to destroy the Beis Hamikdash Shel Mata. A person has got more power of destruction than Nebuchadnezzar and Titus. Amid the Toiv Merubah, a person's got tremendous power to create, to build, to be masakin through his words. I want to speak about Churban HaBayis, Rosh Chodesh Av. They're supposed to start being mespoinen even more intensely than the 3 weeks in Churban HaBayis. We're supposed to think about it. Rebellia writes in his Sefer, when he was young, the shuls filled up every single day, chatzois, during the 3 weeks. And people came to shul, and they sat on the floor, and they said, tikkun chatzois, in the middle of the day, at chatzois hayom, and they cried. And he writes in Lev Elio, who came? So we think, chveis, vege kuman, chveis, the chanyok, the chevra, mamish, the real, real holy people. He says, pshuteyam, everybody came along. It's fascinating, he writes, something took place, chveis, 120, 130 years ago, how the ganze shtot, Anoshim, the Noshim came to shul, Pshuteyam came, and they thought about the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of the day, and they cried every day of the 3 weeks. And we find it so difficult even to shed tears on Tisha B'Av itself. We go through the 3 weeks, and we don't think about Churban HaBayis like we should. Now when it comes to Chodesh Av, we've got to stop a second to think and try and work on being mespoinen in Churban HaBayis. Chazal tell us, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three big Averas, Avodah Zarah, Gil HaRoyos, and Shvichas Domim. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara writes very clearly, Shoyo Oiskim, B'Toyra U'Mitzvahs, U'Bigmilas Chasodim. They were Oisik in Toyra and Mitzvahs. They learned, they did Mitzvahs, they did Chesed. So why was it destroyed? The Gemara said, Nei Sinas Chinom. L'Lamdoch, Sheshkula Sinas Chinom, Keneged Gimel Averas. Sinas Chinom is more and greater than all the Gimel Averis. And we all know this Gemara, Sinas Chinam caused the Churban HaBayis. And of course, in the 3 weeks, in the 9 days, it's as man to mechazek ourselves in Sinas Chinam. But what exactly, which Sinas Chinam exactly caused the Churban HaBayis? And the Tziv, in his Akdoma to Bereishis, writes something fascinating. And he writes, what sinas chinam caused the Churban HaBayis? He writes a Baruch HaKodesh probably. He writes, on the Pasuk Kele Emunah Ve'Einov El Tzadik V'Yoshehu. He writes, B'Shas the Churban, there were Tzadikim Gemurim, Tzadikim Chasidim Amolei Torah. So what type of sinas chinam did they have? He writes, Al Deshechoshtu Es Mishero. They were choshed people who they saw, who were behaving differently than themselves in Yirashamayim. They had a different derech in Avodas Hashem. They had different minhagim, were in different levels of Avodas Hashem. And they looked down at them. Uborei de sinas chinam, at shechorav habayis. Val ze hoya tzidduk adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not soivel tzadikim keelu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go straight. And he writes, the sinas chinam was a type of religious snobbery. I am frumer than you. I am holier than you. I keep Torah better than you. My way in Avodas Hashem is the correct path, and your way is not the correct path. So Moediger Meiser, the Bob Rebbe Zecher Levracha, in 1950, after the war, just started rebuilding Bobov. There were only small pockets of Bobov Hasidim in different cities, and he would travel quite often to different places to be mechazik these small pockets of Hasidim. And he's driving along to an asifa in above a shtibel, I forgot which town it was, in the middle of the winter. In the last 20 minutes of the journey, it started snowing heavily, it was blizzarding. The driver could hardly see the road. And they came to the city, and they became totally lost. Everything looked the same, everything was white. They couldn't find the way to the Bobov Shtibel. And there's nobody on the road, it's in the evening, in such weather, everybody stays indoors. And driving along one street, they see a person, looks like a goy, nothing on his head, dressed very warmly. He's walking down the street. And the Bobov Rebbe says to his driver, let's ask this Yid where the Bobov Shtibel is. And the driver thought, Yid? How can he be a Yid? He doesn't look like a Yid. And they pulled over, they pulled down the window, and he says, excuse me, could you help us? We're lost. Where's the Bobov Shtibel? And to their surprise, he knew exactly where it was, and he told them the exact directions. And then the Bobov Rebbe said to him, why are you so angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The driver was mamish, open Ruach HaKadosh, couldn't believe it. And the Yid says, my family was killed in the war. So he said, please come in the car a minute. And he came in the car. He said, my family was also killed in the war. It's so difficult. And he spoke to him very warmly for a few minutes. And they cried together. Then he got out of the car and off they went. The driver couldn't contain himself. And he asked the Rebbe, how do you know he was a Yid? How do you know he was angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Rebbe said, it wasn't Ruach HaKadosh. In a blizzard, in such a heavy snowstorm, the only person who's going to be walking around with nothing on his head is going to be a Yid who's angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koste gesagt. Maybe it's going poshut, he's a Yid. Poshut. Many years later, this Gabba was in Bobov, and a Yid, a Chassid Yid, comes over to him, the Shtramel Bekesh of Isaac and the Chveis, how they dress in Bobov, and he says to him, do you recognize me? He's like, no. So do you remember the fellow walking down the street with nothing on his head, and the Bobov Rebbe stopped to ask me directions? That's me. Zote gesagt. So what happened? Zote, after Bobov Rebbe showed me such warmth, he didn't look down at me, he spoke to me like an equal, didn't preach to me, he cried with me, I felt he loves me, I didn't feel in any way that he felt he was superior to me. It had such an impression on me that slowly I came back to Yiddishkeit and I became a chassid of the Bobov Rebbe. Is it a vertelt? Sant, a Yid in Manchester told me a story that he drove the very same Rebbe once in Amsterdam to the mikveh of Shabbos. When they came to the mikveh, the Bobov Rebbe looked at the building and says, what building is this? He says, das the Yekes Shul. So the Rebbe said to him, do the Yekes like it when you call them Yekes? He said, probably not. He says, why do you have to call them Yekes? That's the same Bobov Rebbe who wanted everybody to feel good. There's a famous Gemara. The Gemara is a story, a very strange story. Reb Shimon, Reb Loza ben Reb Shimon, the great Tana, the Tana, the son of Reb Shimon ben Yechai. He's traveling home from yeshiva. He was riding on a donkey. The very famous Gemara, he was very happy with himself. He had learned so much Torah. Some people say it was Eliyahu Novi. Coming towards him was a person who looked very, very ugly. Amaloi, the ugly person, said to the Tana, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. He greeted him. The Tana didn't answer the greeting. And he said to him, Reka, empty vessel. You look so ugly. Are all the people in your village as ugly as you? So he answered him, I don't know about the people in my village. But if you've got any problems with my appearance, go and speak to the person who made me and complain to them. And the Chazal, the Gemara carries on, that he got a shock. He had charata. He asked the mechile, he wouldn't be meichel him. The Gemara continues, when they came to the town, the whole town came out to greet him. And they asked, this ugly person asked, who are you greeting? Says the Tana, says, why do you greet him? And he told them what happened. And the Gemara continues. We read this Gemara, and we all know this Gemara. What's pshat in this Gemara? The Tana was looking at how handsome or ugly the people were. Did he notice whether they were ugly or handsome? We're talking about the Tana, the son of Shimon ben Yechai. We cannot fathom the greatness of a Tana. What's pshat in this conversation? How ugly do you look? All the people in your town as ugly as you. I mean, what worse thing can you say to a person? So Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyim Leblin, we're not talking about his facial features. The Tana wouldn't have made any comment about somebody else's facial features. We're talking about the person's madrega. He saw Reka, empty vessel. He was such a high madrega. And he saw a person on a very low madrega. He says, how is it possible? How ugly do you look? All the people you come from, are they the same as you? So he answered him, if you've got any problems, go and speak to the Rabbi Nishleilam. Every person is created differently with different koichas. Kshmogu expects from every person different amounts of potential. Every person is different. So the Tzadik HaKoyen, the tiny Rabbi Shimon Elazar was, that, Lefi Madregosoi, we can't even understand who these Tanoim were, but Lefi Madregosoi, he looked in his Madrega down at someone like the same story when he came out of the Mara, when they saw somebody ploughing a field, and they said, why is he Oisik Bechaye Shah? Why isn't he Oisik Bechaye Oilam? And they looked at him and he got burnt up, and a baskel came out. Did you leave the Mara to destroy my world? The same Reb Shimon Echai, Relozman Reb Shimon, there was an element of looking down at someone not in their madrega. This Zokta Nativ is what caused the Churban HaBayis. This culture that I'm frumer than you, I'm better than you. It's interesting now, after the Second World War, Shpochu has made in every single city different types of people. Every type of people from every walk of life. We're all living together. And maybe this was done in order to mesaken this chet of sinas chinam, that my cries, my community is the right community, my Rebbe, my Godel, he's the right Das Torah, I follow him and everything else is worthless. So Perot Gezach, I saw from Rabbi Gamliel Rabbanovitz, he's a very ongenum and mekubel in Yerushalayim, he's called Rabbi Gamliel, very famous person. He said something very interesting once. He says, the big threat net Israel is from Hamas. That's the big threat. They want to destroy Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. They're constantly thinking of ways of attacking us and destroying us. He said, Hamas was created from a clipper, from a chet. And he said, it stands for Chasidim, Misnagdim, Ashkenazim, and Svadim. That's what he said. It's a Rosh HaTevis, Chasidim, Misnagdim, Ashkenazim, and Svadim. Hat er gesagt, this friction between different communities, between different kehillas, between people, different walks of life, that created in Shamayim a clipper, as we said beforehand, what comes out of a person's mouth, that causes things to happen in Shamayim, which in turn creates things al oretz, that created a clipper called Hamas, and that created an entity al oretz, a terrorist organization with the intention of destroying Eretz Yisrael. Hat er gesagt, that the way to combat Hamas is to work on the shalom between the different groups of Klal Yisrael. Between the different groups of Klal Yisrael, that is the way to fight this terrible clip and this terrible threat to the very existence of Eden and Eretz Yisrael and Eden around the world. He said over B'Shem, one of the G'dayim in Gazakhtamol, there was a shtot in Europe, a big shtot, again with many different communities, different types of communities. There was a very lot of friction. Like the famous story of the Yid in the desert island, he built two shuls. And they ask him, why are you building two shuls? You're all by yourself. So I have to build one shul where I don't daven. That's why I'm building two shuls. We find atmosphere. So this shtot was a shtot where people didn't daven in other places. People were very, very separated from the different kehillahs in this shtot. And Nebuch, during the Second World War, they were all shipped off to Auschwitz. And in the same barracks, they all had to live together. And there was a tremendous achdus, and they all helped each other. Well, this Godel who was there in this barracks, he said, why do you have to come onto an Auschwitz, to a concentration camp, to create a brotherly love between us? Why can we do without it? Why was there so much machloikas in the shtot? The only way that there was came to an achdus was through a Holocaust. This is Zot Netziv, the sinas chinam that caused churban habayis. It's frightening. This friction, which we see the Maisa Sotan continuously throughout the ages, continuously creating rifts between different chalakim and klal Yisrael. Gedolim allowed to have differences in opinion, different shittas, but we're supposed to respect the God that we follow, and Zogd Nasiv, never to allow ourselves to look down at any other community. Of course, every community is very good to belong to. Community, the social pressure keeps a person on the straight and narrow. It's very important. But there's no license because of that to in any way speak or look down at another community. The Lev Shachaim writes in Prokim, between Shah Gimel and Shah Dalet, he writes that Gam Tuchel Ligroim Le'odem Es Nasas Belev. A person can have a haughty feeling when he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'taras HaLev. Sheyekel Be'einav Chas V'Shalom. It will be bad in his eyes. Im Yireh, if he sees me v'mi, someone else. She'ein in Yonah V'dosu Lo Yisbarach Machshav HaTorah. If a person sees someone else who doesn't daven, doesn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way that they do, U'mekayim K'chol HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Toras Hashem, they don't keep the mitzvahs like he keeps the mitzvahs. He writes, "Oven pleili arachmon al Islam." It's frightening because often we feel we're justified in looking down at anyone who doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs like we keep them. But the Sforim HaKadoshim are telling us, Nativ, B'chaim Volozhin are telling us that no, it's not supposed to be so. Like this Moedig HaMais of Bob Vereba, he's driving in a snowstorm and he sees a Yid, like we said, with a blazing cop, and he shows him tremendous warmth. He doesn't speak down to him, he speaks to him, he speaks nicely to him, he doesn't preach to him. That is exactly the way we're supposed to feel to every single Yid. The Ramban writes, the famous Ramban, in his letter, which he writes, one should try and read it once a week, and he promises whoever reads it once a week will have Gevaldig Yisata D'Shamayim that week. It only takes about 3-4 minutes. It's printed, come up, and every Siddur, the Twilis called Pesach, it's got it in the second page. The Ramban writes, Kol Adam Yegodl M'cho Beinecho. Every person we should look at as being greater than ourselves. Im Chochem Ha'oshu Alecha L'chabdoi. Vim Roshu, if he's a Rosha, V'ata Osho Yechochem M'menu. Shoyf B'libcho, think in your heart, Ki Ata Chayim M'menu. Akshpoch expects more from you. V'uzakim M'cho, Akshpoch expects less from him. Because he was born with a different potential. That's the story again, like Ptotek HaKoyen Taich's, Kama M'cho Adam Zeh. This person was could be Zakai Mimcha, he's born with little potential, and what he's doing is his maximum, and we're lacking maybe in what we can reach our potential. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar writes in the Sefer Kada Kemech that sinas chinam is a choyli kosher, it's an illness. Roish l'chol aveira shabataira. It's the first and foremost aveira which needs to be addressed. And here we're seeing today, the shtickle insight into the sinas chinam, which The sinas chinam which Chazal are referring to when it comes to the Churban Habayis. This nekuda of the Netziv, this is really the mitzvah of Haftarach HaKamecha. The Rambam writes of Haftarach HaKamecha as mitzvah al kol odom, is a mitzvah on every person, nobody's exempt, le'ev kol echot v'echot mi'Yisrael, to love every single one of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't write only the people that belong to the same community, the same crowd, the same chassidus, the same godel as us. Mitzvah al kol echot, al kol odom le'ev kol echot v'echot mi'Yisrael kegufoy, shnemo Haftarach HaKamecha. And the Rambam adds three words. We often think to ourselves, one form of sin chinus is Lashon Hara, Rechilos. And we often think that why is it so severe, such a big Aveira, speaking badly about other people? Chazal tell us that it says the word Torah five times next to the word Tzaras. Chazal tell us that the person who speaks Lashon Hara is Kila Oiver B'chol HaTorah Kula. And we think, you know, wow, one second, why is such a big Aveira is Kila Oiver B'chol HaTorah Kula? Why is it considered that he's been over the whole Torah? And we see in the Torah the tremendous punishment when we speak Lashon Hara. Rosh HaPerua, B'god HaFrumim, Asof HaMiyate, the Bod of Yeshev, sitting alone. They say the greatest form of punishment is solitary confinement. In America they have these supermax prisons. There's been a lot of controversy about them. If they're humane, they tiny, it's worse than capital punishment. To be alone for years and years with four white or grey walls around you. Bodod Yeshev, that's the greatest form of punishment that psychologists are now trying to stop this system in America, this supermax prison, even with these terrible terrorists. They don't deserve that. It's better to kill them than to leave them in a mat of Bodod Yeshev. Bodod Yeshev is a tremendous, tremendous punishment. It's the highest form of punishment. Mechutz l'machna. Chazal tell us, it's not just Bodod Yeshev from human beings, it's Bodod Yeshev from Akshpochu as well. Ein Akshpochu roitza, Akshpochu doesn't want his Torah, doesn't want his tefillah, nothing. He's Bodod from the Rebbeinu Shleilim as well. Bodod in Ganzen. So what's Taka Pshat? We think of the Tariag Mitzvahs, of the Averis in the Torah, we think of much greater Averis. We don't find such a punishment by any other Avera. We don't look at this as being the greatest Avera, but the Torah seems to make a very severe issue out of it. Kilo oiva b'chol ha-Torah kula, kilo oiva b'chamisha chumash ha-Torah. What's the pshat? The Moshe B'Torah explains, we all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, a person wanted to learn the whole Torah on one foot. He came to Shammai. Shammai wasn't very helpful to him. He came to Hillel. Hill said to him, "V'ahavta l'recha kumecha zeh yisoid kol ha-Torah kula. V'ahavta l'recha kumecha zeh yisoid kol ha-Torah." This is the yisoid of kol ha-Torah kula. That's the foundation of Torah. Zeh shteitin Gemara. That Rambam we mentioned previously, when he speaks about the mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kumecha, he writes, "Mitzvah kol echad lev kol echad echad miyisrael kegufoy. Shnei v'ahavta l'recha kumecha." Olefikach, he writes three words. Four words, Sorich Lesapa Bishvachoy. The Rambam writes, how we positively mekayim v'ahavta l'recha kumecha. Everybody speaks about, we mustn't speak Lashon Hara. But how, what's the opposite of Lashon Hara? The Rambam writes, there's an obligation to be Mesapa Bishvachoy Shel Chaveiroy. Speak good things about other people. About the Mishaburah Go, the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiz Lashon says, certain times we should be careful how we do it, because it can become a big but. After it, or the other person, you might bring the other person to say a big bat, a big FS. But the Rambam writes that being mesapa bishvachoy, that's a kim of after acha kamecha. That's our person can be mekayim the mitzvah. We often ask, how is it shaykh? I don't love the person. How am I mekayim the mitzvah after acha kamecha? How do I do it? The Rambam is telling you a very simple way of doing it. Say nice things about other people. In every person you can find nice things. Speak nicely about them. Look at the good points. Have an ayin tova. And that way it'll instill in ourselves, in our hearts, we'll start creating a love towards them. Lefikach sorech lesapa bishvachoy. Dos zok derambam. So Moshe b'toira, if the kiyum of after acha kumoich is to be mesapa bishvachoy shel chaveiroy, so it comes out, be mesapa bignus chaveiroy, that's the hepech of after acha kumoich. And if V'haftarach Kamech is the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula, so speaking B'gnus HaVeiroi is undermining the entire Torah. That's Pshat. Kilu Oiva B'chamishachum SheTorah. Undermining the entire Torah is being Mesapim B'gnus HaVeiroi. And that's why there's such a severe punishment. As an inspiration to mechazek this inyan, especially in the 9 days, the most big inspiration for this is, you know, whenever you see this chavos avovos, it keeps me going for a few days, even for a few hours, also worth it. Chavos avovos writes in Shachnia Perek Zayin, the famous chavos avovos, Oma echel min achsidim, that many people come to the next world, they get a shock when they're shown the actions that they did in this world. They find in the file things they didn't do. And their first reaction is to say to the Malach, you got the wrong file. Didn't the computers go down here as well? But you brought me the wrong file because I never did these things. And I say, to prove it to you, I did these tremendous mitzvahs and they're not here in the file. So they'll ask the Malach, you got a mistake. Bring the right file, this is not me. Zog the Malach, that the averus that the person finds in his file are averus about the people he spoke about. It's so frightening, this, that a person speaks about somebody else and the averus of that person, he gets those averus and he loses his mitzvahs go with the other person. The Malach said to the Beis Yosef, if a person would know how much he gains if someone spoke Lashon Hara about him, this is what the Malach said to the Beis Yosef, he'd send him a present in order to reimburse him. Thank you so much. He'd feel very, very indebted. But this is a gewaldige inspiration to mechazik this inyan, and the Chofetz Chaim brings a medrash, Sheikh Atoiv, that chaval, it's such a shame, we put so much effort into our lives, we do so much chesed, we try and learn, we try to do so many mitzvahs. Chaval ma'asecho, a person is such a shame, he can lose so much of it so easily, it literally gets taken away from him. The Shlach Kodesh, we all are very makbid, the end of Shmoneh Esrei, to say our name, a posuk with our name in it. It comes from Kadmoinim, and we all know, we're told as children already, the reason why we say a posuk with our name in it, the end of Shmoneh Esrei, because when it comes from, I might forget our name. Right? So I remember thinking as a child, why should I forget my name? You know, it's the thing that I remember the best, my name. Why should I forget my name? The Shlach Kodesh writes, when a person comes to Shemayim, he becomes such a model. He doesn't remember who he is. If he spoke about his neighbor his whole life, so everything his neighbor's done wrong belongs to him. All the good things that he claimed his neighbor didn't do belong to the neighbor. So he comes upstairs to Shemayim, and the person coming to Shemayim is coming just with the mice and toivim, with his actions. He's completely disorientated. He doesn't understand who is he. He thinks he's a few people. He can't work out exactly who he is. And if he spent most of his life speaking so much, he's lost his identity completely. He's got other people's identities. He's one big cholent of different people. Eveshvedas is. So the Shlach Kodesh states, that's why we say the Pasuk. Because it's a big, big inyan to try and know who we are when we come to the next world. This is Shlach Kodesh. Mamash ha-pachat noira. It's ha-pachat. It's all along these lines of this Chayv Zavavos from the Echad Melachsidim, this Nakuda, which we find wherever we look, it's not a new invention, this whole Nakuda, but it's a Moedig Nakuda of an inspiration for a person to try and be Mechazik in the Inyan and be Mekayim this Rambam, Mitzvah Kol Echad Echad Lev Kol Echad Echad Yisrael. That's what we started off with, that this is the Sinas Chinam that the Tziv says, Kos Chub and Achub and Abayis. I don't know how the Tziv knew this. It's an Agdoma Tiberatius. It must have been Baruch HaKodesh, who is Mekabel from his Rebbes, but he tainis that the Ikar Sinas Chinam, of course, Chuban HaBayis, is this feeling of superiority, of a religious snobbery, that I'm better than you, I'm frumer than you, I follow this person, and he's greater than the person you follow. This is what he claims. They were Oisik in Torah, they were Amole Torah, they were Tzadikim, they were Oisik Mitzvahs and Gemilas Chasodim. That's what the Gemara says. Obviously, when Sinas Chinam, how could such great people have Sinas Chinam? Maybe they did, and they were careful in Lashon Hara, the other types of Sinas Chinam, but they had this feeling that they are superior. That was the Sinas Chinam, was it Goyrim ben Churban Abayis. Lo yachil dvar kol chal yoytze b'piv yasa, a person is Goyrim through his dibur, kol minei kilkulim in shamayim. That's what he was goyrim. This is the sinas chinam that caused the churban habayis. And that is what we said, maybe why we're all living together, people from different groups and communities. Literally, we're all put together in each town. Wherever you go in the world, you've got every single community that's possibly shaykh. In every single city around the world, we're all put together. In pre-war Europe, it wasn't like that. In Poland, you had the Chassidim. In Germany, you had the Yakis, I'm allowed to say that word. In other parts of Europe, in Lithuania, the Litvisha, every country had mainly their type of people. They dressed in a certain way. This phenomenon, which we find nowadays, was non-existent since Churban HaBayis. They were all put together in the same town. And does Zogentaka, as we said from Gil Garbanovitz, does Zogta, does the Nakuda, this is the Chtikun which needs to be addressed. This is what caused the clipper which created Hamas. When this is addressed, Bez Hashem, we'll be able to have the Bini Beis Hamidosh. Chazal tell us, Kol Doi Shalei Nivna Beyomov, Kilo Nechra Beyomov, which the Svarim HaKadoshim teach, that the fact that it's not been built means it would have been destroyed, because this is still Negea nowadays. That's in Aschinam, and Bez Hashem, we make a chizik, and especially in the 9 days, on these inyonim will be Zeichataka to Bini Beis Mishma Korov. Say that.